Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Oh, there's so much in the news. Where would we even begin?
I wish I had the breaking news sound right now.
There we go.
Because we actually have breaking news. The Los Angeles Rams just won the NFC Championship for football, so they are going to the Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals, of all teams. I did not expect that.
My pastor made a comment about the Bengals this morning.
What did he say?
Their mascot. I guess their mascot is somewhat cat-like.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it's a tiger. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Have you seen...
You see how much I follow sports here. If Jim Barrier was on, he'd be all over this.
Yeah. Have you seen a picture of Stanford University's mascot?
I'm sure I have at one time, but I'm not recalling it.
It is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
What is their mascot at Stanford?
Well, they're known as the Cardinals. Seems pretty simple. You can...
Well, the bird...
It's a bird, for goodness sake. Yeah. No. They decided to do a tree, of all things.
Oh, to be more environmentalist?
I guess
so. So being a bird is not enough of an affinity with the environment. It's got to be an actual tree.
All I can say is radio does not do it justice. You need to look up what a Stanford mascot looks and it looks...
Therein lies the drawback of radio.
That's right.
You can't see these ugly things.
Huge congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams. I believe the Super Bowl is going to be in 2 weeks from now. Don't quote me. I think it's either two or three
Yeah, that's
weeks.
Always the week when I'm on and say hello to the three people out there actually listening to my show and not watching the Super Bowl.
Right. So it's going to be a fun show. And again, if you're not going to be able to watch the Super Bowl, definitely listen in live to the Bob Siegel Show Sunday nights at 6 p.m. So other news in the NFL too. Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady have retired officially from the NFL.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They have been in the NFL for over 20 seasons now. So Ben Roethlisberger didn't have a really good season. He did make it to the playoffs, but he definitely struggled a bit this season. So this was about the right time for him to finally retire. It's going to be quite interesting.
It seemed like Brady still had a career in front of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Though. I'm surprised to hear that Brady retired.
Yeah, he stated it was due to just wanting to spend more time with family, which is totally understandable. He's accomplished almost everything that he needed to. So he'll be a bona fide, for sure, Hall of Famer later on in his career. As for Ben, it's going to be kind of questionable because he had a lot of off-the-field issues, such as the sexual allegations against him and a stripper that he went to a club at. So all these different situations, it's kind of ruins the game of football, in my opinion, sometimes.
It is too bad when all the scandals and politics get involved with the purity of sports.
So, again, I think he might get into the Hall of Fame, but he won't do it immediately. Tom Brady, he'll get in there easily. No problem. So now I want to move on to some politics.
You bet.
Susan Collins, are you familiar with her? She is the Republican senator of Maine.
Of course, the rhino.
I was going to mention that. You beat me to the punch.
Rhino as a double-horned rhino, yes.
So let's start off with the non-rhino comment that she made.
She made a non-rhino comment.
I know. It was surprising.
Well, that would be news. Go ahead.
She said Biden was, quote, clumsy when he announced that he was filling the Supreme Court vacancy with a black woman nomination. She feels as if it was not similar to President Reagan back in the day, where he promised a woman would take over a spot during the Supreme Court vacancy there. But he replaced it with another nomination. I can't remember on the top of my head again. I saw the story earlier today. But
I think Reagan put in Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Sandra Day O'Connor.
I believe he did do that.
Yes. Yeah. So she said it's two different situations. And then there was another example of Trump. And speaking of Trump, now here comes the rhino part. In this same interview, the same speech that she was giving out, she said she was very unlikely in supporting former President Trump if he decided to run for re-election in 2024. Not surprising.
That's not a surprise coming from her at all. I do agree with her comment about Biden, though.
Okay.
Although these days, how hard is it for anybody, rhino or anyone, to make a comment about Biden? But the thing about the Supreme Court, they are supposed to be in there based on their credentials, and they're there to enforce the Constitution. The very idea that somebody's going to enforce the Constitution in a different way for being black or in a different way for being a woman, if a woman's qualified for the job, put a woman in there. If a black person's qualified for the job, put a black person. I'm a big fan of Clarence Thomas. These are some of the few rulings I agree with. Mm-hmm. Half the time, I agree with his dissents more than what the majority of the court writes. But that's the problem today, Brendan. The minute somebody says, oh, it should be based on who's qualified, they go, oh, so you don't think a woman is qualified, right? It is such hypocrisy. The same people who say that we need to have a female point of view on the Supreme Court so that we get balance will say that in a family, a female point of view is not important at all if two gay men want to get married and raise children. Suddenly, a female point of view doesn't make any difference there, but it makes one in the Supreme Court. So, one, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. And two, the purpose of the Supreme Court is to enforce the Constitution. The minute they start talking about the fact that based on gender or race, you're going to read it differently, they are being very racist themselves.
Right. So it's just, like you said, it's hypocrisy.
So good for her for calling that out.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, that other comment was not surprising.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Moving on up way, way north, don't you know, Canada is in the news.
For lots of things these days.
Yeah. I don't know if you happen to hear Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Oh, when he was talking about the truckers who were protesting because they didn't want to take the vaccine.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I heard his speech. He sounded like a self-righteous, sanctimonious, blithering idiot.
Now, again,
really
once again, are you shocked by this?
Oh, of course not. Exactly. The minute I knew he was going to give a speech, I said, gee, three guesses and the first three don't count. What's he going to say?
Totally. This guy, ever since he was elected as the prime minister, all I kept doing was shaking my head with every sentence he was saying. I was like, no, don't agree with that. No, don't agree with that policy. No, don't agree with that one either. It's insane.
I'm sure some of these people get into politics because their intentions originally are sincere. They really want to serve. They really want to help people. But they get in there and they get so drunk with the power.
Yes.
That all of a sudden it's just about being liked and it's about polls and it's about focus groups. And they won't speak their minds. And if a person can't speak their mind and stand by a genuine conviction, even if it means separating themselves out from the majority, they don't belong in politics. But the few people in politics who have been that way, and Trump would be one of them, he may have spoken without a filter and he may have at times said things we didn't like, but we knew he was speaking his mind. We knew he wasn't checking with committees and focus groups and putting his fingers out to the wind before he talked. We could at least admire that.
Right, right. So, and then on top of that, I don't know if you also heard the mayor of Ottawa, Jim Watson, he was even commenting about these protests. He was mentioning some of the the protesters were very peaceful and they didn't do any damage to the actual city in Ottawa. He did mention there was quite a few people that went to the soup kitchen saying that they would like some free food. And the soup kitchen people said, no, you can't have any because you're not wearing your mask and you're not vaccinated. And
so was this mayor speaking against what the soup kitchen was doing?
He was speaking against the protesters because here's his later quote. And I had to write this one down because I am, again, here's me shaking my head again. You have the right to protest. You've had your protest. Now, please move on. That's what he said in his speech.
Yeah, you have the right to protest within the perimeters we're going to give you for protesting. I just hope this mayor had something to say when we had all those violent protests in the year 2020 when cities were being burnt down. Because what we were hearing everybody on the left say then was, oh, they're taking a stand for democracy. It seems that those who are really peacefully protesting, who are standing by their First Amendment, are the ones getting criticized. And then the ones that are just anarchists, which has nothing to do with the First Amendment and nothing to do with any real speech, they're the ones that get defended.
Mm-hmm. So international news here. This marks 50 years since the Bloody Sunday killings up in Northern Ireland. It has been reported over 3,700 people have died. Are you familiar with the Bloody Sunday event?
Not that so much specifically. I know about the unrest in Ireland between the English and the Irish for many, many years.
Right. Our hearts and prayers go out to those families and friends of the victims that were killed in those situations. And it's still an ongoing thing to this day about Northern Ireland.
And in the name of religion, ironically, they say the Catholics and the Protestants. But of course, folks, you need to understand they're not really fighting over theology. They're fighting over politics. And of course, England was a suppressor of Ireland for many years. And that has a lot to do with it. But then the tactics on both sides and the methods on both sides leave much to be desired.
Very much so. So again, hearts and prayers go out to those people. Some other news. COVID rates have actually gone down a little bit today. Finally, it only took forever.
Yeah, coincidentally, they just found a new variant. Yeah. I don't know what this one's called. But
it's a new variant of the Omicron specifically.
I believe it's a new variant of the new variant.
Correct, yeah. I think there was AA1, AA2, and now this one's called BA1.
Well, I'm sure that everybody in Sacramento is giving a big sigh of relief that they have another variant with which to suppress us and keep us all under their control.
And what's going to happen again with this mask mandate? I bet you it's going to give you another month again.
Of course, on February 15th, we're going to hear that it's going to go to March 15th. Now, it's possible that they'll take a month off and then bring the slap down back again in April. But they have, at least in the state of California, they have this thing designed so that we're never going to go back to normal again. They could vaccinate every single person in the country, and they're still going to tell us to wear those idiotic masks.
And,
Just you watch.
And remind me again, how many states are not having this mask mandate?
I don't know the number. I know that Florida doesn't have it. I know that Texas doesn't have it. I know a lot of the red states. I think they even dropped. I know they at least dropped the pressure to get the vaccine in Colorado, which used to be conservative. They had turned very blue. They've dropped the vaccine mandate. I don't know what they did about the masks. I know that California, New York, Oregon, Washington, those are still problematic. Probably New Jersey. So I don't know the exact breakdown, but those are some of the ones that have it. I'm pretty sure that South Dakota doesn't have any mask mandates too. The general rule is the redder the state, the less restrictions. The bluer the state, the more restrictions.
For sure, for sure. And what a blue state we got here, let me tell
you. Oh, we're as blue as the ocean. Yeah, too bad. We're a very beautiful state. Yeah. I moved to California. I grew up here, but I moved back to California because I wanted to live by the ocean. I never thought the day would come when living in places like Arizona or South Dakota would look appealing to me, but boy, they sure do now.
Let me talk about something separate from the news super quick, because it has to do with this COVID stuff. I work for the Santee School District during the weekdays, Monday through Friday. And I feel like every single week we have a new policy that I just don't understand.
And they make it up as they go. The policy there might be different than the policy in some other district.
Shelley and I talked about it, and we feel like it's got to be about funding, really, because the less students that come, the less funding the school's district's going to get. And I also work with an after school program, and they don't get a lot of funding from the district already. So they implement more policies as well to counteract with what's going on with this COVID thing. So now here's our new policy for this week. If a student in your classroom tests positive for COVID-19, they must leave for sure. However, every other student in the classroom, including the teacher or staff member, whoever's in that room, has to go get a COVID test. And if they do not get their results back between 3 to 5 days, they must leave the classroom as well and quarantine.
Well, in the past, they would just tell those people they need to quarantine themselves before even getting the COVID test.
Exactly.
So I suppose you could argue that's a little bit of progress. Very little bit.
And then here's another situation. So a kid tests positive for COVID-19, and then there's another kid who's in the after-school program. He is a close contact. He is considered a close contact. Mom has let us know, no, he's vaccinated, and you can tell he has no symptoms at all, and that's for sure. No problem on that part. And so we're like, well, we're just following the policy. So mom calls up district office, and she goes, hey, my son's vaccinated, and he has no COVID-related symptoms. And then the district nurse goes, okay, well, let me see a copy of his vaccination card then, and from there I can determine what we can do. And so they send the picture, and everything looks good. And so the nurse goes, okay, then you can bring him back into school then. But because the after-school program's a separate entity from us, he still needs to quarantine from there. So he's allowed to come to school, but the after-school program, he's not allowed to come here. He's supposed to be quarantined.
It makes about as much sense as everything else.
It switches every single time.
And what was his reason for quarantining in the first place?
He was just a close contact.
But then she called and said, okay, but he's had his shot, so he should be able to come back.
Exactly. I don't understand the policies anymore.
They don't make sense. People just feel the need to do something to show that they're doing something. I've noticed that most stores and coffee shops I go into, they'll put the "you must wear your mask" sign on the door, but most of them don't take it seriously. Very few have asked me to put a mask on when I've walked in. I think they want to just be able to tell people that they put it on. But I'm ready when someone asks me to put on a mask to say, fine, do you have a swastika to go with it? Because we are living in Nazi Germany right now, you know.
No, I know what you mean. seen, because again, whenever I go into a grocery store, I see plenty of people without a mask on, and not a single employee.
I think they're embarrassed
to
have to. Now, there have been places. I went to Target about a week ago, and there was a kid that was actually hired to be there right in the front telling you to put your mask on. They actually hired somebody to do that. Mm-hmm. He didn't look like he was enjoying his job.
I can imagine. You have to deal with a lot of
harassment. And I wasn't trying to be rude, but the contempt on my face was probably apparent to him.
Very true. So we're down to the last couple minutes. I want to give a shout out to my mother-in-law, actually. She decided to take up a new hobby, and breaking news on this one, too. So she's going to take up the hobby of pickleball. But the issue...
What the heck is pickleball?
Pickleball is a very, very small version of tennis. But you're still
on
it.
Oh, my gosh. See, I thought you were talking about real, honest-to-goodness pickles.
No,
they used to have pickle contests.
The reason why it's called pickleball is because there's indents in the ball everywhere.
Oh, so the indents are a little bit like a... Okay.
Correct, yes. So, basically, it's like tennis, it's like table tennis, but it's a bigger court, number one, and you're not on a table. You're supposed to not let the ball bounce on the ground.
And you hit it with your hand, like handball? You do have a racket?
You do have a racket. It's very small, though, so like a ping
pong. I have never heard of that.
Yeah. The issue becomes, it's such a popular sport with the older community that there is no room at all for any pickleball at all anywhere in San Diego. So just passed now is a law, funding could open up more pickleball courts. So for those of you
goodness.
Out there.
So the days of shuffleboard being the big senior citizen community game are over.
Pickleball is taking over.
Oh,
I can't wait
goodness.
To my generation when I become an elderly person. Going to be ultimate frisbee.
I remember back in my day, it was pickleball. I don't know about this new fuzzball game we're playing here.
Oh my gosh. Well, Bob, thank you so much for letting
Brendan,
me share
it
these
it is always a
stories.
Blast having you on the air with me, and you ask great questions, and
you
always bring up good news items, and occasionally some that I haven't heard of, so thanks for staying on top of things.
Of course, and of course, we'll be back every week, or every often, to give you more
well,
news
next
stories
week we'll have Jim Barrier back on, so we'll
Which
have you on to do our Stump Jim Barrier game. That's always
game.
A lot of fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next time. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.